Okay, Briti Shalom.
Briti Shalom, page 391. Rav Aruch says like this. We said yesterday that someone who learns without the Kedusha, it's like Ramash Tanka is even considered learning. Just have to remember, it doesn't mean don't learn. Oh, I'm not holy, so I'm not going to learn. Not apitom. It means, no, learn, continue learning. Start working on the Kedusha. Okay? Tefillah. Okay? A lot of people learn all day. They come to davening, you know, it's like, just to get through. It doesn't even bother them. It bothers a person, no? He's working on something. He wants to work better. Sweet tefillah. וזה לא סתם שדווקא על ידי שני הדברים האלו יש גפה על שני הדברים האלו יש הסתרה כי הם תלויים. There's two things which is a big covering and hiding over it. What are these two things? First thing is kedusha, holiness. The second thing is tefillah. Like Rabbeinu says in Torah Nun, כי כל הפוגם בברית אין יכול להתפלל מבחינת כל עצמתי תאמרנו. Anyone who blemishes the breed cannot daven. The aspect of kol atzmotai tomana, all my bones will say. Ukshem mitpalel, b'chinat kol atzmotai. When someone does not pray with all of his body, every bone in his body, so then that's an aspect of a dog coming and eating his sacrifice. It says in Beis Hamidrash, when a person did tshuva, he brought us a korban. Of chatas, so if they store the smoke was like a lion, they know it was accepted, the prayer, the tshuva. And if it was like a dog, it wasn't accepted. So the Zohar says that someone who davens, it's like bringing a korban. Someone who davens and he's not davening the right way, a dog comes and eats his prayer. וכשמתפלל ותואם מתיקות ודיבורי התפילה, and when someone prays and he tastes sweetness to the words of the tefillah, it's in the aspect of all my body is singing to Hashem. Sweetness. I have where I daven in the morning. If anyone wants to hear sweetness of davening, sometimes it comes. The chazan, unbelievable. He loves it. He loves davening. You can see in it. There's another guy there. I live with him also. Every shmonesla, he cries. Not stanker. He cries. He cries. A regular person. So connected. The Ein Yachol Itom Etzto. How do they merit? One cannot merit to taste the sweetness of prayer unless he fixes the brit. Rak mi shetiken et habrit margish metikud b'tfila, ohev litpalel u'ma'arich b'tfila. Only one who fixes his brit, he feels sweetness in prayer. He loves praying and he lengthens his prayer. And then a lion comes and eats his korban. Meaning, his prayer goes up to Hashem. But some, that's Rabbeinu said. And with someone, which is the brit, is the aspect of bitter waters, the aspect that they couldn't drink water from because it was bitter in the desert, contaminated water. Zera tameh. Azai ein yachol itpalel. Then he can't adam, and then a dog comes and eats. Mi shepagam brit kodev, a brit. Someone who blemishes the brit, he feels bitterness in the prayer. He wants to leave the shul. He can't be there. He doesn't love to daven. Tefillah on him is like a yoke. He just wants to shorten the davening and leave. And then a dog comes and eats his prayer. Then it goes, where does the prayer go? To the other side. It gives power to the other side. Therefore, the world did not yet catch these two great points, Kedusha and Tefillah. That's the two things which the HR is the most afraid of. You know that people get this, he's lost. Lekabel im tefila. Everyone has to arouse to this point that Am Yisrael did not yet catch this point of prayer. They did not understand yet that this is the highest avodah that Avraham has to serve Hashem with. That's the main avodah. That's the main service. And a person needs literally to daven a lot, to pray a lot. But the reality is that in the eyes of most of the world, it looks like he's doing bitul Torah. He's not learning. What is he doing? He's praying. What is he, crazy? He's wasting his time. He could have learned another daf of Gemara. But it's not true like that. some people feel, I wish there wasn't any davening unit today. I could have learned more. It doesn't work like that. Davening is more, it's chashuv. Because the Yetzer Hara does not want a person to get close to davening. כיוון שיש יסוד שכל מה שקבל האדם בלי תפילה זה יזיק לו. There's a yesod, there's a rule. That anything a person receives without prayer will harm him. Unless he thanks afterwards, yeah? Therefore the Yetzer Hara said, I'll give you everything. You'll be a learner person, you know the whole Torah, everything. Just don't daven. Where did we learn that from? Rabbi Nathan said, his son sent him a letter that he gives 50% to charity. Tzedakah. So he told his son, if you pray about this, I'm jealous of you, I also want. And if you don't pray, I'm not jealous of you, I don't want this. It's not worth it. What's the main damage that happens to a person when he receives something without prayer? It puts into him gaiva, haughtiness. I reached this. I reached learning, I reached my high level of chesed, and all kinds of things. Okay? When someone davens, he knows that Hashem gave it to me. I can't do it without Hashem. Rabbeinu said, "Litzpalel, lilmod v'litzpalel." To daven, to learn, and to daven. Before the davening, a person should learn to pray that he will learn, that the learning won't harm him, that he won't get gaiva for the learning, that he'll learn the right way, that he'll get the right things out of the learning. And after the learning, he should daven that he'll merit to fulfill what he learned. Ki lilmod levad. Because just learning without prayer, zerak ve'adata ayom. It's just the level of, okay, I know now, I know what to do. Aval adayin chaser ha'ikar, shuv ashivot ha'levavecha. The end of the pasuk is, you return everything to your heart. Bring all your learning to your heart. Alimud, without this returning to the heart, the learning that you did won't bring you to doing. Yeah, to actuality, to practical, to do things in life. What's returning things to your heart is praying. When you daven for what you're doing, then that returns into your heart, and then you merit to do. If not, it's all in theory. It says, I created the Yetzer Hara and I created to him what takes care of the Yetzer Hara is the Torah. That's the only Torah that brings a person to humility, to bring a person to be low, not to feel haughty, to feel, oh, I'm so great. It's a fool of what he needs to reach. Okay?